Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. 13 days left before the on-air fund drive, $487,984 in the lockbox. As you like to say, it's where we live, WAMC.org.
And David, there's even more news this morning. It does appear that some witnesses may be allowed in the trial, which would bring the trial possibly into when the fund drive is in February. You only have 2 weeks to get there, and you can see that if they start to allow witnesses in this thing may continue. Remember, you still have the question period. It could bring us into the time when we're doing our fund drive. We would hope, wherever you are, if you really believe in the station, and if everybody did a little, we'd have no problem. So for all of those people who've been thinking about doing it but who haven't done it, now's a great time to do it. You go to WAMC.org and you put your money in the box. So we're looking for you. We're hoping that you understand it. Citizenship has its prices. We can't tax you. We can't catch you. We don't want to. We just want everybody to do what's right. So WAMC.org, later today at 1-800-323-9262. Over to you, David.
And thanks to everyone in the WAMC family who has already done so much. Well, Alan, you mentioned this potential for witnesses. Will that happen, right? We need four senators to call for it. Is that right?
That's right. And we have what we think are two, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins. The others are more dubious. They are going to be under tremendous pressure from Mitch McConnell and the White House, and we'll see. There are many people on our panel in the morning who think that this will never happen. However, there are those of us who think that the Democrats might even be better off if it doesn't happen, because the American people will be furious. This is not fair play. If you tell your children about fair play and being honest and above board, and then you see the President of the United States and others, in some cases, just lying. This president, of course, has been caught in over 16,000 lies by the Washington Post. And when he says he never knew Lev Parnas, well, that was a joke. There are pictures of him. There's testimony. We know it. So now when he says, I never talked to Bolton about this, his credibility is shot. The defense is, okay, maybe he did some things, but they don't rise to impeachment. If they get away with that, then the sky's the limit for this man. That's what Adam Schiff said, and he was right.
Is it possible the wave of public support for witnesses will be the final push for these folks to change their minds?
There is no question that the public is going to play a huge role here. People are getting on their telephones. We know that. They're calling these offices, and they're putting tremendous pressure on them. I wouldn't want to be them right now. You got the White House on one side. You have the potential that you could lose your office if you tick off the President of the United States. And on the other hand, you could lose, because in some of these cases, there'll be enough people who are angry that their legislators haven't behaved in an honorable way to defeat them that way.
We also have President Donald Trump set to unveil his administration's Mideast peace plan, says the AP. Trump is expected to present the proposal alongside Netanyahu at noon today in Washington. Your thoughts on this coming plan?
Well, we do know that Donald Trump is a master of diversion, so it makes an awful lot of sense that something like this would happen. The original news reports were that not only is Netanyahu coming to Washington, but so is Gantz, who is the opponent in the election. So I'm sure there must have been an awful lot of head-scratching in the White House trying to figure out, since they are such clearly Netanyahu fans, whether or not it was right to bring the opponent with them. I suspect everybody was consulted in this, and we're going to see a one-sided proposal. The proposal will be, take it or leave it. This is what we Israelis are going to do. And the Arabs, who are, in my mind, always making mistakes, nobody has ever said, we don't want to drive them into the sea, the Israelis. So what will happen is they'll come out and they'll say, this is what we say we're going to do, and if you don't like it, too bad.
Well, the Democratic side of the 2020 election is now looking like Bernie Sanders is taking a lead in Iowa. He's in the lead in New Hampshire, Alan. And I also see a poll here that says Sanders has jumped to a lead nationally among non-white voters.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has the reputation of being the guy who is different from the other Democrats. He's never wavered. David, we've spoken to him on WAMC lots of times. We know who he is, and we know what his program has always been. And there are many Democrats who think that they cannot win this election. And they're saying, okay, then we may as well go with the guy we want, Sanders. Now, there are many people who think Sanders can win, and that the reason that Trump won was because he was a different kind of politician. It may well be that now that Trump has been exposed because he's made so many mistakes and he is such a horrific individual, that maybe it'll be Sanders' chance. If he wins, it's going to be fantastically interesting in the United States of America. See whether these people he appeals to will come out and vote.
But in a general election facing Donald Trump, won't Trump use the S word, as in socialism, and try to get those purples?
He'll do more than the S word. He'll use the C word. He'll call him a communist, I'm sure. Whatever works is what they're going to do. The American people are centrists. So whether or not Bernie Sanders can convince those people who are centrists that he's the right guy, that's going to be the key question here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get up that hill and get to that 700,000 before Monday, the 10th of February.
David, first of all, our secret weapon, Joe, is coming back on Thursday. I understand that you saw him.
Hooray.
That's wonderful. And number two, we did very, very well yesterday. And let's hope if we can get to the $700,000 or even $800,000 mark, it would have seemed inconceivable once, but now it's not. And there's so many stakes in terms of keeping our airwaves open for all the important news and doing what we have to do. $5, can you do $5? Can you do $100? Whatever you can do, do it now.
WAMC.org.